The Holy Gospel for this baptism of our Lord Sunday is from the Gospel of Matthew, the third chapter. We begin with verse 13. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of our Lord. Thank you, members and friends of Salem, for all the gifts that we give and share and use. One of my favorite stories, and this isn't an animal story around the world, but through similar sorts of gifts, sewing machines have been given to women, poor women, and the story I know comes out of India. They formed then a co-op and form an industry and then become self-sufficient through a little bit of seed money, through helping people get their lives on track and productive. All right, sermon time. Three steps down, two steps up. No doubt you've heard the phrase, two steps forward, one step back, right? I mean, kind of experience of life, and when it goes the other way around, one step forward, two steps back, it's like, oh my gosh, what is going on? Now, the phrase, though, two steps forward, one step back, even though it sounds somewhat cynical, meaning I'll never get ahead or whatever, rather it can be a statement of faith. I may be going backward at the moment, but overall, I've been going forward. I've been making progress, maybe not as fast as I want to make the progress, but I am getting there. I'm taking one step back right now, but watch me. Soon, I'll be taking two steps forward. During the tough times in our lives, that is when we're going backwards, it helps to believe that we are in God's hands. It helps to believe that when God closes a door, or a door closes before us, that God opens another window or a door, and part of our task is to figure out where that next open door or window might be. I don't know about you, but sometimes God's timing or time frame is not quite the same as what I would want God to have his timing to be, because it seems like God goes a little bit slower than what I want it to be. But God has a plan, and even in the tough times, God has a plan. All right, so I've been talking about two steps forward, one step back. I want to shift gears and talk about three steps down and two steps up. I'm trying to think if I want to ask if any. No, I'm just going to go right ahead. For Jesus, it was three steps down and then two steps up. The first step of Jesus going down was when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. He was a tiny little baby, but Jesus did not start out as a tiny little baby. As Christians, we believe that Jesus, and John and I were talking about this earlier in the week, Jesus was present before the beginning of time. John 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And Jesus is that word that was there in the beginning that helped to create. And I just saw my son sit down. He heard his name, I bet. Sorry, Jonah. So Jesus was there in the beginning, and then he was born in a manger, a tiny, helpless baby. I cannot fathom what it must have been like for Jesus to give up his kingship, his princely nature, the being the Son of God, to be this tiny little baby. Step one, Jesus came as a baby. Athanasius, one of the early church leaders, who, if you actually open up in your hymn book, we have the Athanasian Creed. I think I've read it maybe three times in my whole life because it's long. And if we would say it as a creed during worship, my hunch is it would be a two-hour worship service just to say the creed. But anyway, Athanasius put it this way: Jesus became what we are that he might make us what he is. Jesus became like us so that we might become like him. Jesus' first step down was his birth, to live among us. His second step took place on this Sunday liturgically when he was baptized by his cousin John in the River Jordan. John told people to repent. And as people repented, John baptized them in the river. And so one day Jesus comes to John and says, "Baptize me." And John protested, saying, no, it's got to be the other way around. But Jesus told John, no, it's okay. Baptize me, and it will be a fulfillment. So Jesus took a step down to be born, took a step down now to share in the repentance of sins to be baptized. He did not need to be baptized because he is sinless, but his baptism took him one step closer to the goal of drawing all people to God. Any guesses what the third step down might be? I see one head nodding. His death. The death of Jesus was that third step down. That was the final step. Jesus was whipped, beaten, spat upon, nailed to a cross, and Jesus took the punishment upon himself for all of our sins. But the stepping does not stop there. So after those three steps down, his birth, his baptism, his death, Jesus took two steps up. The first step up was his resurrection. After 3 days, Jesus was brought back to life. I think we're about 4 months away from Easter. Does that sound right? Lisa's going, oh, I'm thinking that's way too close. 3 months? Okay. Oh, I'm not ready for 3 months. Easter morning, when we will sing, "Jesus Christ is risen today," that is the first step up for Jesus. When he rose from the dead, God broke the power of death over Jesus, and God broke the power of death over us. A second step up was Jesus' ascension into heaven. Some days after that first Easter, Jesus rose up into heaven in front of many witnesses. His followers and disciples saw him leave this earth and return to heaven. Jesus rejoined his Father in their heavenly glory. Three steps down, two steps up. And that summarizes what Jesus was all about. He came to save us from our sins, to make heaven ready for our homecoming. So what can we learn about any of this in our lives today? It seems like some days God saves us by allowing us to take those two-step backwards before we start going forward again. Sometimes God allows us to lose. I was going to say like the Vikings did yesterday, but no, we won't. I'm sorry. Sometimes God allows us to lose so that we might be able to win. It's hard to comprehend what God is up to sometimes. What is God doing in my life? What does God want me to do? But that's where faith and trust comes in. We trust that God is there and that God claims us as his own. But sometimes God has to humble us in order to save us. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, author. Some people know her. She's the one that wrote the book On Death and Dying. It's got the five stages of grief, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. I was thinking about this yesterday. Those first four steps are kind of like the steps down or back before there's a step forward and upward. I think there's a whole sermon right there just in those five stages of grief, but not today. Kubler-Ross tells the story about how God touched the life of an African-American woman who then touched the lives of other people. This woman was a part of the maintenance crew at the hospital where Kubler-Ross worked. She made the beds. She cleaned the room. She emptied the bedpans. The staff noticed something special about this woman. In the rooms where she was doing her work, the patients seemed to be more peaceful, more contented. And she was asked what she was doing that helped the patients, and here's what she said. Let me get a drink here. That's not what she said. I'm sorry. That just sounded really bad, didn't it? She said, "Well, I've been up the mountain, and I've been down the mountain. I lived in many valleys. The worst was when I went to a public clinic with my 3-year-old daughter in my arms, and before we could see a doctor, she died of pneumonia." The woman continued, "I could have become cynical and angry, but instead I chose to use my pain to help others. I am no stranger to death, and that's why I'm not afraid to talk with people or touch people who are dying, and I try to give them hope." Kubler-Ross put the woman in for a promotion. They made her a special counselor to the dying in the hospital. Two steps forward, one step back. For this woman, it was a huge step backwards when her daughter died. But then it was followed by this long, slow time of going forward, helping others in her life. Sometimes that's how God works. He allows us to hit bottom so that he can pick us up. Sometimes God allows us to go through the fire so that we will be able to help someone else who is going through that same difficult situation. Sometimes God lets life humble us, but we have faith that God will never abandon us. One step two-step, three-step forward and upward. God is there all the time. Amen.